Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on MRX. Today is Monday. It's not a thank God it's Monday, Monday, meaning that my indulgements and weaknesses of my flesh weren't so bad over the last couple days that I'm glad to be back into my routine and back into my regiment of discipline. It really wasn't that bad. But today is more of a gloomy Monday. A Monday like I feel like, oh well, here we go. Start the week, you know, do the job, get my steps. I'm not inspired by today's Monday. Usually I can wake up and I feel like, oh yeah, Monday, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's definitely not like waking up on a P-Funk travel day or something like that. You know, and Mondays don't have to be. I mean, really, Mondays just, they don't have to be that. They could be something else. And, but they don't, I'm saying they don't have to be all that exciting, but they could be at least a little, you know, hey, yeah, all right, we're going to do this and get ready for that. Or, but today is kind of gloomy, as you may be able to see. Gray, overcasty. It's uninspiring. I guess if I could use that word. It's an uninspiring Monday. And if I was looking for inspiration this morning, I most certainly did not get it from Mr. Scale. Not at all. I kind of knew yesterday because I ate Saturday. I ate a little extra Friday night and I ate Saturday. And Sunday I woke up eating. And I knew I indulged. And a week before I was in New Orleans, so I indulged. I think I got to really watch out for those indulging back-to-back weekends. Had a three-day weekend. Monday, I was saying that I came back Monday last week. I came back Tuesday. So Monday, I worked 4 hours. I flew back Tuesday and worked 4 straight days. But Monday, I went to Willie's Chicken Shack. And I had goodies already there. Pretty sure I had cakes and cookies and drink and potato chips in the room. Just a lazy day. I got my steps in, of course. But, and that may have been too much back to back. I may have to regulate myself to 1 weekend a month where I indulge myself. And even when I indulge myself, I don't indulge myself as severely as I used to, but still went to bed last night. By the time I get on the scale, after eating brownies and potato chips and drink, it was 220 after my walk, which I know is an anomaly way. By the time I got on the scale, went to bed, it was 224.8. Damn near 225. And I was disillusioned because I knew I was going to wake up this morning and it was going to be 222 something, 223 maybe. And I didn't want to start Monday off that way. You know, I had illusions in my head that after my walk yesterday and I got on the scale and said 220, if I don't eat again until tomorrow, I could wake up Monday morning under 220. And that would be almost glorious. But that didn't happen. I'll say this though. Three body problem was pretty good. It may have blinded me with false science. You know, hinting and using aspects of true science interpolated, is that the word? Interpolated with pseudo and real science together to make it feel real. But it was like real scientific, real theoretical, real philosophical. And I like the characters in the damn thing. I really like the characters in Three Body Problem because they weren't straight forward. There wasn't a clear good guy or clear bad guy. Well, there was, but not that. I mean, they weren't straight line. And the head of the thing, the guy running the whole thing, who was in Game of Thrones, I really like his character. He was just hard and straight at it. I really, really, really liked his character. And there were some things that the characters did that were deliberate, but more so they cut straight through the usual TV route to get to that point. There was a lot of jumps that you had to make in understanding between the characters to where, you know, like in real life, where they don't have to overly explain what happened. They just kind of almost maybe not use slang, but short speak or whatever to get out their point. And they didn't overly explain it. You had to figure it out yourself. I think there was a lot of figuring out yourself in Three Body Problem. But it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. Finished up yesterday. And it definitely ended open. There's no doubt it ended open. I definitely have questions. I definitely have, you know, have to put things together. It's not completely explained. Some stuff I think was left open on purpose, and I like that. Some things wasn't overly explained. You had to go back and look. There was a couple scenes in there where they did flashes. It was like a quick flash. And I was like, if somebody would have missed that, they would have missed a lot. Did they see that? That's all they gonna show over that? That's a major point right there. And it's like, poosh, you know, it was gone. But it was good. So I watched that. And of course, I'm eating, watching. I had to get me some chips and ate some brownies. Tried not to eat them all, but damn near did. And my drink. And next thing I know, 224.8. So I'm out here today. Woke up this morning, 222 point something. Woke up this morning, 222.2 or 222 point something. So I walked today. 60 degrees out here. That's what the weather app told me. So I put on my short sleeve shirt, my long sleeve shirt, my sun jacket. And then I put a hoodie on top of it so I can sweat. And I just got the idea in my head to start wearing the sweatpants too, but that'd be too much. That's too much. You know, I really just wear the sweat jacket, really, because I don't like being cold. It's almost like a warm-up jacket that I just don't take off. Because once you go out there, you want to be warm until, you know, you get going and get the juices going. Get your body temperature up or whatever. But I like to be warm when I'm walking. And I can feel myself sweating under this stuff. And I like it. So happy Monday. Happy Monday. Bottom line, my life is good. It's exciting. I really have a lot to look forward to. I'm spoiled. I got plenty of toys. I got tools. I got access. I got everything. I basically got everything in place. I just have to execute on it. I have everything. And everything is subjective and more of a just a way of me quickly explaining. It's a word that I'm using just to say what I want to say without having to explain it all. That makes sense. Does that make sense? Can you see that? What does that look like? I look like anything to y'all? When I zoom in like that, does it really, the clarity I'm seeing isn't good, because I am shooting at a lower resolution to save file space. Ooh, you come to think about it, I need to clean out my phone because I'm getting run out of file space. That's what I got to do when I get back. That's what I got to do when I get home. Got to back up and delete all the pictures and stuff off my phone. I just got to, instead of going through it and picking and choosing and this and that, I'm just going to go in there and just take it all out because it's already backed up. The whole idea is never have only one copy of anything. That's the whole idea. Never only have one copy of anything. Make sure that you have a copy on your phone, and it may be when I'm traveling, a copy on the phone, have a copy on the laptop, and don't delete the copy on your phone until you got another copy. And in fact, in my wallet right now, I have an SD card backup of files. Because then I didn't want to leave them. And once you have a backup copy of it, you don't want to leave them in the same place. It's just, you know, stuff I do. Just stuff I do. You know, is it warranted? Maybe not, but it makes me feel better because this stuff is precious to me. And I don't want to lose a drop. So in my wallet now, I forgot. I got an SD card that I guess I was in New Orleans, and between the 420 Funk Mob and P-Funk and this and that, I filled up my phone. So I had to like copy it to my laptop. I have an external 4 gigabyte drive, 4 terabyte drive on my laptop. And I had to copy. I made a copy of all of, you know, pictures and stuff on that. But I didn't want to delete it off my phone because I don't want to have 2 copies in the same place. You know, somebody break in the hotel room and they steal a laptop and all my stuff, it's all gone. So I made a copy on an SD card, and I carry the SD card in my pocket. So I have 2 copies of the data, each in separate places. That's just the way I think. And the time that my, what's it called? The time that my book bag got stolen, I didn't do that. And I lost some pictures that I had took of when I passed out going to Petaluma. Was it Petaluma? I think it was Petaluma. Yeah, I think I passed out on the airplane and I took some pictures and those didn't get backed up. But they were backed up on the laptop and the laptop got stolen. And I deleted them off my phone or something like that. I didn't make a copy, and I only lost a few. Maybe 20 pictures of me in the hospital and this and that, but it's, and I'm sitting there looking at this, looking at that, trying to figure it out. I actually tried to figure it out in the car how to do it. Because I didn't want to have, you know, 1 copy. Just in case something like that happened. And I didn't thoroughly figure it out. Half of it was lazy. Half of it was like, hey, ain't not going to happen. So now I do it that way. In fact, I got to remember I got that SD card in my pocket. In my wallet. With that stuff on it. I think it was video of 420 Funk Mob. That way I can delete it off my phone. And have a copy in my pocket and on the laptop in the hotel, separate places. So, that's that. But happy Monday. Happy Monday. I mean, it's a good day. I mean, I can't complain about nothing. I really can't complain about nothing. The only thing I can complain about is the fact I ain't got nothing to complain about. And that's how, that literally is how what's the word? That is literally how, I don't want to say irritating or despicable or whatever the word is where something's so good it's disgusting. That is literally how disgusting my life is. And I really can't complain. And I might be saying all this just to talk myself into a better Monday. Because, you know, even though I'm walking and I'm keeping my weight down and I'm doing the damn thing and I probably don't appreciate as much as I should the impact me walking has on keeping my weight down, considering I could probably be a lot higher or a lot worse than I am. And the walking is probably helping. And I probably don't appreciate that as much as I should. I probably take for granted the accomplishment that I get out here every day and walk 5 miles a day. Maybe in the future, you know, the impact of that will hit. And I'll understand and say, oh, okay, you know what, Jeffrey, you was doing okay. That 5 miles, you know, keeping yourself in shape and keeping the muscles moving. Look at you. Let alone the therapy. Let alone the therapy of it. Why is that so loose? I gotta check that. That thing is loose. I gotta check that. You feel it? See it's loose? I feel it's loose. Do you see it jerking? What is that about? See, look at that. It's just turning. It's all loose. I said I wasn't going to do that no more. Okay, I handled that. It was another part that was loose, not the part that I thought. There's like two pressure points to tighten it up, and the other one that I thought was loose wasn't. So I said I wasn't going to talk about that stuff anymore, didn't I? On camera. And I'm doing good with that. I'm doing pretty good. God knows it reduces my testing videos. Cause I got maybe 1,000 videos of me doing tests that I can't throw away. Cause I want to go through them all. Because sometimes I'll be doing tests and I'll say something. And I don't want to lose none of that. You know, for the museum. In the library that's going to be constructed in my passing for legacy, when the impact of my life and philosophical musings is realized by history and I become a sensation. Everybody wants to know what I said, how I said it, and how I got to the understandings and beliefs. And all that. History will find me and do what history does. So anything, and it becomes to the point, it's like Jesus. I say, if Jesus was God, everything Jesus did is precious. If Jesus took a dump, that's precious. That's God. That's God's poop. take that and smear it all over your body or something like that. I don't know. God's pee, God's urine. Please do not slam the door. Wow. I guess he got an Uber Lyft and it said, please do not slam the door in big giant letters and stuff. And she got a picture of that from my daughter. She was the one who used to get on me about shutting her door so hard. I mean, like big letters too, twice. You can see part where he put a small one and nobody saw it, so he put a bigger one on there. Please do not slam this door. That's cute. But anyway, it's good to get out here and talk. It's good to get out here and talk. And I enjoy this talk that I have with myself and a perceived audience. I call it talking at the universe. Just putting it out there. Been doing it for a long time. Probably been doing it for 20 years now. Perfected it. Better technology. And the tools around me have gotten better. Because I started doing this before anybody was doing it. And I believe I started blogging before anybody. 1998, I started writing at a virtual or unrealized audience. And also, I was also thinking, I tell a lot of stories over and over. And if somebody who was to pay attention to my videos, a lot of this stuff is repeat. And I was going to tell the story of how I started doing the dailies. I call them the dailies. And that might be like the first blog ever on the internet, if you ask me. 1998, where I wasn't writing at a particular person or audience. A relationship of mine had ended. And we used to, every day, you know, first thing we say is, hey, hey. It doesn't ever go on. It was online. Because way, way, way back, I realized what I could get out of chat. A lot of people say, oh, no. No, they on chat. They can't be your friend. They ain't your friend. You know, that's not real. Chat is not real. I was like, it's real to me. And me and the people I talk to get a lot out of it. You know. Stimulation wise and reactions, and it was, I don't know. So I was able to get serious relationships via chat alone. In fact, this one girl, person, lady, woman, whatever, I chatted with her for 5 years before I met her. And that was real. That was definitely real. So I knew how to get, you know, something out of that. And then when me and her relationship ended, and I didn't have that thing in the morning, you know, that hey, you know, talk to in the morning, I started a blog. And the first thing I said in it was, hey, you know. And that's how I start writing at, like, not the universe, but writing at the internet or just writing. But I perceived it as writing at something, not to something or for something. As writing at some kind of, you know, realized or unrealized thing or entity or whatever. Next thing you know, everybody blocking. You know. Stuff like that. I think I'll be recognized for being a trendsetter for things I do, because I definitely think out of the box, and that to the point that where There's some things I do that are inherent that I just look at and go, well, how else could you do it? That where, you know, other person look at it and say, wow, I never thought of that. You know, I never even considered that. It was like, one of them is Velcroing that 4.6, that 4 terabyte hard drive and hub on the back of my laptop. I was like, I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this for a long time. It's normal to me. It's what you do. They were like blown away by it. I was like, wow. Wow, what? Just things. And I guess even the way I broadcast at home, my studio set up, you know, kind of evolved. I developed it. And in my mind, especially with my recording style, in my mind, I'm like, not so much as, well, doesn't everybody record like this? In my mind, this seems like the best way to do it. And it seems like everybody should be doing it this way. And it's hard for me to realize, sometimes that I created something new, because it's just so obvious to me that this is the way it should be done. And I love that about me. I absolutely love that about me. I can look at a situation and just see many solutions. And a lot of it is, you know, social norms, the way it should be done. That's not how you do it. This is the way it's been done. All that is just irrelevant to me. Always has been. I look at it. I see the way it should be, or how it's supposed to be, or how way people think it should. Or this, that, then I go on and say, that could be improved. That part I like, but that could be improved. You know, so I don't understand why you're doing it that way. I don't understand why you have to incorporate that. It's just not needed. You just don't even need it in there. It's just a point that's just like irrelevant. That was a distraction word, irrelevant. Sometimes I get distracted and I just throw a word out there. That was one of them. Anyhow, just wanted to get that out there. And I'm out here getting my steps, doing good. I'm doing good. Even though I don't feel good. Because I wanted my weight to be low. I wanted it to be lower so bad. But I can't stop eating. I can't. It's just so rewarding. Feels so good. It's so, so good to eat. Oh, my God. It is just so... I mean, that's the only thing I got. That's the only thing I got. No, it's not. But you know what I mean. As far as physical stimulation. Well, not physical. That's not the only thing I got, physical stimulation. But what's the word? What's the word from eating? The reward from eating or smokers, you know, nicotine, drugs, that kind of pleasure reward or whatever, you know, I don't know. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times for me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all, hypothesis of all as one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.